Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. This is going viral. A dad who gives his little girl Jonas Brothers tickets.
Your sign says, I have no clue. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight.
What? You think she's happy?
Is that a no? Do you want to go to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight?
Awesome.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Just 5 more minutes, please.
94.1 WQKX.
I don't think my kids ever screamed like that for anything.
I don't think I did either. But
for anything?
At a spider.
Well, that's different. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Friday the 13th. Are you into that stuff or no?
Here's the thing. I kind of believe in it.
Oh, no.
I do.
Now we're totally opposite than I thought we would be. Because I was going to say I'm very superstitious, but not with traditional superstition. So I guess I'm not. And thinking that you would say very good. And now you're saying I'm kind of into it.
No. It's more like if you have animals.
Okay.
The phases of the moon and Friday the 13th, it's a thing.
So, given this Friday the 13th and the full moon tonight?
And the full harvest moon.
You're kind of digging it?
Not even digging it. Animals just, everything goes wonky.
Where's Murphy?
He's here. He's showing his
dog. What do you mean wonky? Where is he? Oh my God, what happened to Murphy, the morning show dog? He's gone! He's howling at the moon out back by Tower 3. Okay, enough of that.
Stop. He's laying here chewing a bone.
Okay, he's all right.
Like livestock, large animals, mm-hmm. Namely my horses, like they kind of behave.
They kind of get
a little
funky.
Wonky. They get funky.
Mm-hmm.
With the phases of the moon, particularly when it's like a big moon, a big thing.
Yeah.
Animals behave.
So maybe
weird.
It's a little bit weirder today as opposed to any other Friday the 13th.
Oh, but like today being like a bad day and stuff, I don't believe in any of that.
Well. Matt's phone still isn't working. Matt's new smartphone.
That's because he shouldn't have switched from one type to another. It always causes trouble.
I know, but he told me earlier this morning that his wife said this was all leading up to Friday the 13th. And we know Lisa's smarter, the two of them. We'll have to get Matt's opinion coming up. Only a third of Americans in a new survey say that they're even the slightest bit superstitious. Wow. Only 9% of us mm-hmm. are superstitious. Very superstitious, it says.
No,
I don't
I'm
know
not.
What constitutes very.
I'm not superstitious. I just know that animals always behave weirdly when it happens to be a full moon and Friday the 13th.
And that's what it is tonight, so we'll see what happens.
I'm hoping, though, that there's no cloud cover. I want to see this harvest moon that won't occur again until, mm-hmm. like, 2049 or
yeah.
something ridiculous.
Yeah, and maybe freaky things will happen tonight, like Shikellamy and Sealands Grove will both win in football. That would be...
Well, but they're playing each other. That would be unbelievable.
Exactly.
There it is.
Two winners tonight. Or maybe SoCo will lose.
Don't put that juju
Let
out there.
Let me think.
Don't you put that juju out there, Thomas.
It's not going to happen. Don't worry.
Again, you can't just assume a win.
And
so
if
don't
you
put
step
that-
on a crack today, nothing's going to happen to your mama. Go ahead, break a mirror, walk under a ladder. Take a look at that black cat as it crosses your path.
Okay, don't do any of those things. They could all be dangerous.
I thought you said you weren't into this.
No, I mean, but walking under a ladder is just hazardous in general. It's not bad luck.
It's just stupid.
Yes.
There it is. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
The third Democratic debate, and I read that the candidates were all warned not to swear during the debate. And it got weird when Bernie was like, what about nudity?
Cory Booker was the only unmarried candidate in the debate, and that would be interesting. A single president would be something. See him on Tinder. Although he is in a serious relationship, he's dating Rosario Dawson, the actress. But even though they lived together until 3 days ago, she hadn't officially endorsed him. I mean, how many dishes must this guy leave in the sink?
94KX, Backstreet Boys. coming back to the area. Oh, wait, let me check the weather forecast first.
Hey, it looks good. It looks good. And it better stay that way.
I was going to say, please don't rile Matt up. We're having such a nice Friday so far.
I know. It's a fire up news guy, Matt. But he did have tickets to go with his lovely wife
and
to the concert.
Oh, they went. Along with the rest of Central Pennsylvania.
And they came home.
Check it right now. Check it. Check
Let's see.
Check the AccuWeather.
Looking at Monday. Partly sunny. Warm. 82. There it is.
How's that new phone treating you?
Monday night.
Hey, I got it.
Who
yes.
just told?
We're good.
I just said don't get him riled. Don't talk about his new phone.
We're all good, except I just got to still work on the contact situation, but
okay.
I ran out of time yesterday to get to our friends at Best Buy. So it's... I'll be taking care of that today. But 82 and sunny, so we're looking good.
And then Monday, you'll be heading to Hershey to watch a bunch of middle-aged women squeal like teenagers. Yeah, that
basically.
Noise.
And my wife may or may not do it here and there. She's not as bad.
She's kind of laid back.
Yeah, a little laid back, but she'll still have her fun.
But will you be able to enjoy the show surrounded by screaming cougars?
If I try to block that out as best I can, then maybe. I like the group, but I'm just not like that.
You're not going to go that crazy.
Yeah, no.
He won't do it that way.
Matt
Tell me
Cotrillo,
why.
He is the news guy.
Tell me why.
Matt Cotrillo has to suffer again.
Tell me why.
Because he's going to a concert with his wife.
He wants it that way. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Wow, Murphy's a little hungry, isn't he?
He is. Oh, I better get him a milk bone.
That wasn't Murphy. That was the sound of the Nittany Leo. Mm-hmm. You know what that means.
It's time to give away some qualifying chances.
Yeah, later on, we'll give away the actual tickets.
That's
but
true.
This is your last chance, so call now. What caller are we going to take?
We're going to take caller number one. Quick, quick, quick. Hurry to the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller one on the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. You are our last qualifier for Penn State tickets. We find out who gets the tickets in the 8 o'clock hour.
Awesome.
News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather and then a flashback Friday. Should we put this Friday the 13th thing to bed in this full moon thing?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
With four easy things you should know about tonight.
Okay. Well, here's the thing I heard. I stepped out of the room. There were some comments on social media.
That's one of them. Actually, the four things you should know tonight, that lady knew.
That the full moon isn't technically until like the 14th at 12, whatever. That's tonight.
Yeah, tonight is tonight.
Tonight is tonight.
Let's just say tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, number one, in this year's harvest moon, the full moon closest to the date of the fall equinox is always referred to as the harvest moon.
Okay.
And since this year's equinox falls on September 23rd, tonight's full moon gets the title. Yay.
All
right.
Who cares?
I care. I like that.
Number two, it's also called the micro moon. Tonight's full moon also coincides with the point in the moon's full orbit when it's the farthest from the Earth. So it's called the micro moon. Even though it's a full moon, it'll be bright and slightly smaller.
I maybe once knew this in astronomy class, but that's about it.
Good point, Matt. Good point.
Can we start talking about a waxing or waning gibbons?
Yes, that's the stuff I kind of knew, too, but I always confused it.
I don't want to talk about your waxing. I just want to move on here.
No, the moon. The phases of the moon.
Yes,
we don't need to
get
into personal hygiene.
Okay, and tonight's full moon will only be full for an instant. Thus, the listener on social media.
Yes.
The moon will appear full, but it really won't be until 12:33 tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, 12:33 a.m. is midnight.
I call it tonight.
It's tonight.
Right. And a full moon on Friday the 13th, pretty rare. We haven't had a nationwide full moon on Friday the 13th since October 13th, 2000. And the next one, and you said it, won't happen until 2049.
Exactly.
Wow.
So are we done with all this finally?
Well, no, I was going to say, are we making a date? Are we getting together tonight or tomorrow? If, you know, you want to be specific.
No, let's do it tonight. And at the stroke of midnight, we'll howl at the moon.
But then it won't be full yet. So should we meet up someplace at 12:33 on top of Shikellamy Outlook? I don't know if I want to do that, though. That's scary.
We'll howl again at the moon. And I would stay away from the Shikellamy Overlook at midnight.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless you come armed with Murphy MacGyver.
I'll bring MacGyver.
That's it.
Now it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KX.
94KX, who's on the fourth phone line?
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Tammy, this might happen at 7:52 tonight. It's not going on a date. It's not eating dinner. It's not football game kickoff. Think about happy hour. Happy hour starts at about 5 o'clock. So this might happen at about 8 o'clock tonight.
Take a nap?
No, good guess, but no.
A very good guess, because if you've been drinking for 3 hours, you might need a nap.
Try again.
Try again, though, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Take a nap.
I mean, if you have been drinking for 3 hours, like you said,
the nap might be the better deal.
Be necessary.
Instead of what you might be
doing.
This
has to do with drinking, but it might not be so positive.
The mind bender from Aaron's and 94KX. 94KX, who's on the Ford phone line?
Talisha?
Talisha. Where are you calling from?
Northumberland.
All right, down at your corner bar there. Everybody gets together after work at 5 o'clock, and they start having some Friday beverages.
And then 7:52 p.m. rolls around.
On the average, 7:52 p.m., something happens. What
somebody
do you think
gets
it is?
A little sassy.
You throw up?
You guys are thinking about this way too hard. I like it, though.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
It's probably somewhere before the throw up and somewhere before getting pulled over for a DUI, okay?
Yes.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. People are just thinking about this way too hard.
We'll give it another shot, though.
94KX, who's on the Ford Fun Line?
Yo, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Rick, you and your buddies hang out on a Friday at the corner bar, okay?
Yeah.
You're having a few beverages starting at 5 o'clock. By about 8 o'clock, this starts to happen.
8 o'clock. You start slurring your words or inebriated.
Sure.
Well,
Stay with that. Keep going. So you're inebriated, right?
Yeah.
And then somebody comes over and they make fun of your favorite football team on a Friday night.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So what happens?
Arguments.
Yes.
What kind of argument?
Heated arguments.
Drunken argument.
Drunk, like fights or, you know.
Yeah, like Sealant's Grove's going to win. No, Shikalemi's going to win tonight.
Yeah.
I graduated in 65 right at the merger.
So on average, this happens at 7:52 p.m. on a Friday night. What is it?
Arguments on sports.
Just arguments. Just arguments. I'm just tired of this. Hang on, Rick.
I didn't think this was going to be that difficult. On average, at 7:52 p.m. on a Friday night, if you walk into a bar, you can witness a drunken argument.
And there it is. It's tricky. 94KX, Flashback Friday.
It makes me think of that movie, Road Trip.
Yes.
You remember that movie? Yes. And that skinny, dorky kid up on stage in the fraternity. And then he's like doing this.
He's grinding it up pretty good.
He's doing like the shopping cart.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, I learned the nickname of Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Who is a running back for the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Small little white guy running as fast as he can. They are calling him Run CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
That's amazing.
That's a great nickname right there.
Run CMC.
All right, celebrity birthdays. The original cowboy of the Village People, Randy Jones, is 67 years old today. I didn't know there was a replacement cowboy.
No, me neither.
Peter Cetera, the original vocalist of Chicago, at least one of them, 75 years old today. So we're not going to sing about that.
No.
Let's just move on with the Friday edition of Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies! Happy birthday to Amy Cooper Wolf from Sunbury. She's 45 today.
A very happy birthday to Madeline Waltman from Sealands Grove, 27 today.
Blair Fillmore from Middleburg is 49. Happy birthday.
Matthew Bartow from Blue Hill is 53.
Colleen Moyer from Shamokin Dam is 44 today.
Todd Kilps is 51 today.
Dan Williard is 68 today. Happy birthday, Dean Williard.
Julie Reich is 57 today.
And a happy birthday to Jennifer Gausch from Sunbury. She's 42 today.
A couple from Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Bob Geist is 31 today from Dornsife. And Morgan Hunsberger turns 21 today.
And here's one that got emailed. We never get email birthdays. Wow. But please announce a happy 48th birthday to Michelle Coleman, Shelly Coleman, from Mount Carmel. So that's pretty cool. Her friend or sister or whatever emailed that in. So
nice.
I guess there's different ways to get it here, but we all have a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always email us, eQuest@WQKX.com. You can text us 49330, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Boys!
On 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Maiden. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. It Chapter 2 is in many ways a very different film from its predecessor, which is my way of saying the first one scared the living daylights out of me, and this one didn't scare me at all.
Oh.
I still mostly liked it, though. 27 years later, the now-grown members of the Losers Club must return to the small town of Derry when evil clown Pennywise rears his head again. I say evil clown like there's any other kind. Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, and Bill Hader play three of the crew. Whereas the first It was about kids coming to the terrifying realization that the clown was after them, Chapter 2 is more about the long-term effects of trauma. Each of the characters has to heal some kind of personal issue if they want to vanquish Pennywise once and for all. That idea resonates thanks to strong performances from the entire cast, as well as from taking the idea of trauma seriously. At the same time, It Chapter 2 falls a little short on the scares. There's more humor, which undercuts the horror a bit, and a couple of the celebrity cameos prove distracting. Even if it's something of a mixed bag at times, this sequel is worth seeing for the great cast, nightmarish visuals, and sincere look at how the traumas of childhood can carry over into adulthood. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give It 3 red balloons.
Red balloons. Yes. Nice. And you gave Laura a gift.
That was my little surprise, was that Pennywise was going to stare at Laura during my entire review.
It's a toy Pennywise? There's such thing as a toy?
No, what are these things called?
Those are Funko Pops.
That's right. Funko Pops. It is a miniature Pennywise doll holding a red balloon that says, I love Derry. It's so
That's
cute.
That's just so wrong.
I brought that from my home theater. I thought, well, I'll just have it stare at Laura while
I did. He sat it right there on the countertop to look at me the entire time. And here's the thing. I wasn't looking at Mike when he said it there, and I did kind of.
You turned around, you were like, oh.
There it is.
Oh.
Full effect right there, full effect. Now, does that go back on? You better put it just back in your pocket now before Murphy eats it. That's what's going to
happen. Murphy might eat it, yeah.
He's not going to eat it.
Oh, he's got his tennis ball, so he's happy.
He's okay.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Mike.
You too.
Uh-oh, you know what that means.
That means I think we have a winner.
Oh! All right.
The Penn State Ticket Blitz happened all week long. We took qualifiers each and every single morning, and now we have our winner. Are you ready, Tom?
He is? She is?
They are?
Okay.
Ms. Kayla Gordon.
Kayla Gordon, give us a buzz.
WKX.
Now listen here, friends. This is your last chance to win VIP tickets to Get the Let Out, the final concert in the Backyard Concert Series at Spyglass Ridge Winery. We will be partying hard tomorrow.
I don't care what the weather is. We'll be
there.
Me
neither. We will be there, and we will have our drinking clothes on. We will be clinking glasses.
I thought it was a raincoat, but okay.
Rocking out. Having a great time. Tickets are still available, but we want you to win your way in VIP style right now.
I'm right under the tent with us. What caller do we take?
Caller number 4 right now, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, you're on the way to Spyglass tomorrow.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. Where are you calling from?
Fiance.
You're on the way to Spyglass tomorrow night to Get the Let Out.
Cool, great.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
According to scientists, an asteroid as powerful as 10 billion atomic bombs may have wiped out the dinosaurs. So it wasn't carbs. Yeah, I knew my doctor was lying.
Hey, I know you guys know about this. A company has started making a new blue rosé.
Yeah, ooh.
It's pretty cool. They only use the finest grapes from France's Listerine region.
Oh. 94KX, a flashback Friday, back into the 80s with Cole the Gang. Murphy approves.
He does.
There you have it. We're working our way toward news and sports and AccuWeather as well. Tom and Laura and Murphy in the morning. And Jimmy Fallon's Thank Yous.
Thank you. New movie Hustlers for casting Lizzo. I just took a DNA test and found out I'm 100% buying a ticket. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Italian restaurants whose menus are in Italian, for giving me two ordering options, pointing at the menu like an idiot or sounding like Super Mario.
I'll have a little linguine puttanesca.
Thank you, French horns, for basically being an awesome water slide for spit.
Yuck. Come on now.
Thank you, DIY projects, for being a slightly less expensive way to make a way worse version of something.
That's me.
I made that myself as a soap holder.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we're good, dude, yeah. Thank you, fancy Bloody Marys. I enjoy all the extra stuff, but at this point, you might as well just give me a Cobb salad covered in vodka. There you guys have it.
There it is, the weekly thank yous. Speaking of Murphy, the morning show dog, I'm a little miffed. He ate my peanut butter.
It was, the jar was empty.
Yeah, after he got at it. I thought, you know, it was a Tom and Laura shared food bank here, not Tom and Laura and Murphy.
Murphy gets to lick the peanut butter jar.
Check out the video.
It's on social media, 94kx.com and Instagram.
Hey, if you're wondering what to do this weekend, you're totally clueless because there's so much
there's a lot to do.
We're going to be just about everywhere. Congratulations to all of our Bucknell Bison family four-pack ticket winners.
Yes. Also, congratulations to our most recent Penn State ticket blitz winner. Mm-hmm. That is Kayla Gordon. Kayla, we didn't hear from you. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So she's from Sunbury. If anybody knows Kayla Gordon, tell her to give us a call.
She's on the way to Penn State Pitt. That's going to be a huge game.
Yes.
So congratulations there as well. And also, we'll have a tent full of VIPs at Spyglass Saturday for Get the Let Out.
It's going to be awesome. And that includes also our sister station, Eagle 107. So mm-hmm. we party with a big crew on mm-hmm. Saturday. It's going to be great. You and I will broadcast live there tomorrow, 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday morning, a cause that's near and dear to my heart, the 5K for Alzheimer's, is going on at the Bloomsburg YMCA with Maria Joseph Manor from Danville. And I'll be emceeing that event.
Very cool.
Saturday morning. You'll be here tomorrow.
Yes,
morning.
I will. I will be in studio tomorrow morning. You will be out and about.
Give me a shout out. I'll be listening.
I will. And then we'll meet up at Spyglass.
Yay. So whatever you're doing this weekend, there's a pretty good chance you will see us. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. What a way to wrap it up with Barry White. He gets the old juices flowing, doesn't he?
So to speak. Sure.
Come on, what woman in the world doesn't love Barry White? Come on.
Okay.
Anybody? Call your wife. Matt, call your wife. I bet you she loves Barry White.
Actually, no.
She's not really
into that.
So that's why you're going to the Backstreet Boys concert?
Yes.
I'm not a huge Barry White fan either. I'm more of a modern kind of girl. I like The Weeknd.
Ooh.
That's some good music.
And there's an age-old debate about that youngster. Notice there's no E in it. So uh-huh. is it supposed to be The Weeknd?
Right.
Because he makes you weak in the knees when he sings?
Right. Possibly.
Or is it The Weeknd?
Mm-hmm. I see what you did there.
I say Weeknd. But anyway.
The Weeknd?
But there's
say it quickly, and it doesn't matter. It could be both.
That's it. That's what you do in the radio. You know what I mean? So anyway, what are you guys doing this weekend? I mean, I know what Laura and I are doing. We're just doing radio stuff all weekend long.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt, the news guy?
I got Bucknell football.
All the ticket winners will be listening to your voice in the stadium.
Yeah, yay. That too. Yeah.
You mean to tell me you have nothing else work related going on this weekend?
I do not.
No high school football to broadcast on TV?
I'll be back here helping out the Shikalembee broadcast behind the scenes tonight to make sure everything's going smoothly.
But I can't see you on TV tonight.
But no, I will not be on TV tonight.
All right, what else? No soccer, field hockey, nothing this weekend?
Nope, just Bucknell football. And then I get to watch football all day on Sunday.
Very cool.
And still debating whether I'm staying up for the Eagles game or not Sunday night.
If I'm staying up. Listen, that would be like two late nights in a row for you, friend.
I know. That's why I have to consider this carefully, because then I have to drive to Hershey Monday night.
I know.
It could be a violation.
So,
here's one for you, Matt. I got all this stuff to do Saturday, and then Sunday I'm driving to Philly to see the Phillies and the Red Sox.
Nicely done.
What's the chance of me making it to work early enough on Monday?
Well, There's no chance.
No, thanks for your vote of confidence. Have a nice weekend,
everybody.
Just be
careful with the Phillies fans.
There you go. I will.
Bye.
See ya.